So the Abhidharma tradition, which involves the classification of mental events, has a very long history. It goes right back to the first Abhidharmakas, through the Yogacharans, the Kalugpas, and the Nyingmas. And as the tradition involves analysis, and has perhaps has interested people with that kind of mental bent, it has, throughout history, drifted, as it were, towards scholarly abstraction. So you can get very, very involved with classifying mental events. It can be your sort of life's work, as it were, to know what they're all called and so on and so forth, how they interrelate. But you may never reflect on whether you have one or not. Seems odd, but you know, I think one can, that's an extreme view, isn't it? But you know, one can go that way. I think the modern person would be someone with a computer who can sort of press a button and you know, all kind of references kind of come up on their screen. It's very, very exciting, but you don't necessarily reflect on whether it pertains to your own mind or not. So although that's happened throughout the Buddhist tradition, the teachings of the Abhidharma are of great practical benefit to us, and their main purpose is to help us to know our minds, more thoroughly, so that we can transform our minds from unskillful mental states to skillful mental states and beyond to the transcendental. So we do need to be able to recognise what's going on in our own minds, to be able to discriminate at least between wholesome and unwholesome mental states, skillful and unskillful, so that we can cultivate the skillful and transform the unskillful. And we know that mental events, mental states, quickly become actions, actions of body or actions of speech, and then affect both ourselves and others. So it's not only for our own sake, but for the sake of others and our relationship with them, that we need to know our minds. So obviously it will be helpful for us in our individual and collective spiritual lives to become more aware of our mental states. Greater awareness cannot but be a good thing and will have all kinds of positive spin-offs. So if we become more aware ongoing of our mental states and also develop a greater facility to transform the negative, then presumably not only will we be generally more skillful and happy, but we will be able to become more deeply concentrated when we sit on our meditation cushion. And that will enable us to be able to reflect more deeply, and that will enable us to give rise to insight. So becoming more finely attuned to our mental states and their effects will also help us in our practice of confession. Also, if we become more aware of our mental states, we will act more skillfully and be in more harmonious communication with one another. So those are some of the benefits of engaging in and with this material. So studying, reflecting, discussing, confiding and confessing on this material in the context of a convention is a wonderful opportunity for us all. We will have a clear objective framework for assessing our mental states, and we will share that with one another. The mental events are delineated so clearly that we may have the realisation that there is no need for irrational guilt or concealment. I was talking to Mokshananda, who had been on this kind of retreat recently, and he said that was one of his experiences. You can think that only you have greed, hatred and delusion in your own particular fashion. You know, we do have that sort of thought, don't we? So we don't really want to tell other people about our greed, hatred and delusion. But the mental events in this text are so clearly delineated that, we just realise that everybody has them. They're just a product of the ignorant mind, and we all have ignorant minds. We're all spiritually ignorant. So we have these mental states. And I think that just enables us to confide more in one another and confess more. So I would imagine that spending the rest of the Women's Convention reflecting on this material will have a big effect on all of us, individually and collectively. And many of us are doing this with our fellow chapter members, so we can just imagine that that is going to have a big effect on our chapter life in the future. Mm-hmm.